On this edition of Tourism Roundup, Zero Tolerance Approach to Visitor Harassment Reaping Results. And in our No Jamaica segment, Portland's Blue Lagoon. Jamaica love. We wanna feel Jamaica love. Chairman of Jamaica's National Cruise Council, Michael Belnavis, says efforts to curtail the problem of visitor harassment have been working, pointing out that visitors are now freely walking the streets of resort towns. Mr. Belnavis says the Courtesy Corps, a tourism security unit within the Tourism Product Development Company, must be commended for their vigilance and zero-tolerance approach, especially in the cruise shipping towns of Falmouth, Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, where harassment has been a perennial problem.
As it stands right now, harassment is at an all-time low in Jamaica. And we're working towards ensuring that harassment in the shape, size or form is minimized. And you're going to see more people out there as guests because the word is getting around that Jamaica is open for business, it's welcoming, the people are friendly, and quite honestly, our biggest asset really is the people.
Mr. Belnavis says towns like Ocho Rios have been experiencing an unusual amount of walking traffic from the cruise pier onto Main Street. He notes that the experience offered to cruise passengers at ports of call can result in them making repeat visits to the destination, often making longer visits.
We have to expose the guests to our culture. Once they're exposed, then they'll start feeling like a part of us and they'll want to come back and spend some time. Because as you know, cruise shipping is really a sample of varying ports of call. So once they come to Jamaica and they sample what we have to offer, they'll go back and make some preparation to come and spend time, to be with the people, to be with the culture, to be with the food, to experience the true Jamaica. And that is really what we want to do.
Members of the Courtesy Corps are deployed to 7 locations across the island: Kingston, Portland, Ocho Rios, Runaway Bay, Falmouth, Montego Bay, and Negril. Tourism Courtesy Corps officers were first deployed in 2009. Security company Marksman Limited has oversight of the Tourism Courtesy Corps.
We got a lot of pushback from in the early days in terms of persons who were involved in the whole issue of harassment. But notwithstanding, we stood our ground and we ensure that we enforce the law. Many of the operators within the Courtesy Corps are special district councils, so they have powers of arrest. And we also got the police to realize the importance of joint operations. We started out looking at not just only enforcement, but also using the opportunity to educate those persons who we thought were the harassers about how to go about making themselves legitimate operators within the industry.
Marksman General Manager Major Michael Goldburn. Courtesy Corps officers also provide information and direction to visitors and residents, including assistance with locating attractions, restaurants, and places of interest. They also supervise the orderly dispatch of transportation from cruise ship piers to select venues. Officers also guide visitors away from areas likely to be unsafe, advise visitors of the correct charges for transportation, and take action to prevent visitors from using unlicensed vehicles. They also detain persons breaching the Tourist Board Act within prescribed areas. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment, the Blue Lagoon. Located in Port Antonio, the Blue Lagoon is a popular destination for families and honeymooners. With glistening turquoise waters surrounded by lush greenery, Blue Lagoon is a vision of beauty. Locals once believed the lagoon was bottomless, but it has since been discovered that the depth is somewhere around 180 to 200 feet. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Lorraine Mendez. One love.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.